Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review.
Week of Monday, October 28, 2024, through Friday, November 1st, 2024. Monday, October 28, 2024. Two Alabama men sentenced for defrauding professional athlete. Anthony Lamone Frazier and Frederick Andre Spencer were convicted of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Frazier and Spencer were sentenced to 120 months and 49 months in prison, respectively, in part for their roles in a scheme to defraud a professional athlete. A restitution order of $500,000 for one victim and $239,316 for another was also entered, along with an order of forfeiture of various assets, including bank accounts, postal money orders, and cash. According to evidence presented at trial, between 2017 and 2020, Frazier worked as a Talladega County tax assessor and used his county work truck for drug trafficking and money laundering the proceeds of drug trafficking. Frazier purchased and deposited postal money orders and input false information on the orders, purporting that they were for car sales, to launder his drug proceeds into his business bank accounts. Frazier also structured these proceeds into bank accounts, and in doing so, avoided reporting requirements for the U.S. Postal Service and for PNC Bank. At the same time, Frazier and Spencer agreed to work on behalf of a professional athlete to create a sports marketing agency called Head of Game. The professional athlete invested $500,000 for the purpose of building this agency, and based on promises made by Frazier and Spencer, wired the money into a Head of Game bank account held by Frazier. Frazier immediately wired half of the funds into a bank account for Mom and Son's Towing, which was held by Spencer's mother. In 2019 and 2020, Spencer and Frazier used the athlete's money on various personal expenses, rather than to build the marketing agency. Spencer and Frazier spent the money on luxury travel and dental bills, and repeatedly withdrew bulk cash. By mid-2020, almost all of the initial $500,000 investment had been spent to enrich Frazier and Spencer, and not for the agreed-upon purposes. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, October 29, 2024. California addiction treatment facility operator convicted of paying nearly $2.9 million in illegal kickbacks. Casey Mahoney was convicted for paying illegal kickbacks for patient referrals to his addiction treatment facilities located in Orange County, California. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Casey Mahoney, 48, of Los Angeles, paid nearly $2.9 million in illegal kickbacks to so-called body brokers who referred patients to Mahoney's addiction treatment facilities, Healing Path Detox LLC, and Get Real Recovery Inc. These body brokers, in turn, paid thousands of dollars in cash to patients, which some patients used to purchase drugs, in order to induce those patients to attend treatment at Mahoney's facilities. Mahoney concealed the illegal kickbacks by entering into sham contracts with the body brokers, which purportedly required fixed payments and prohibited payments based off the volume or value of the patient referrals. In reality, Mahoney and the brokers negotiated payments based on the patient's insurance reimbursements and the number of days Mahoney was able to bill for treatment. Mahoney also laundered the proceeds of the conspiracy through payments to the mother of one of the body brokers, which Mahoney falsely characterized as consulting fees. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, October 31st, 2024. Texas businessman sentenced to tax scheme ordered to pay $38.9 million in restitution. Ronald James Paolucci was sentenced to 52 months in prison and ordered to pay more than $38.9 million in restitution to the IRS. Paolucci, the co-founder and employee of American Management Staffing, AMS, was charged by felony information in January 2023 and pleaded guilty in February 2023 to conspiracy to defraud the United States and making and subscribing a false tax return. According to court documents, AMS provided temporary staffing services to business clients. Mr. Paolucci was employed by AMS from approximately 2011 through 2020 and had control over AMS's business affairs, including approving payments and controlling AMS's bank accounts. Paolucci was responsible for making payments of temporary employee payroll taxes to the IRS on behalf of AMS. From 2014 through 2020, AMS paid temporary employees and withheld approximately $13 million in payroll taxes from its employees. During the same time, AMS issued IRS W-2 forms to employees showing that AMS withheld approximately $13 million in payroll taxes from those employees. However, AMS did not make any payments to the IRS. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, November 1st, 2024. Two CPAs sentenced in billion-dollar syndicated conservation easement tax scheme. Victor Smith and William Tomasello were each sentenced to 20 months in prison for their roles in the promotion and sale of abusive syndicated conservation easement tax shelters. According to court documents and statements made in court, Victor Smith was a CPA and founding partner of an Atlanta-based accounting firm. Beginning at least in 2014 and through at least 2019, Smith promoted and sold tax deductions to his wealthy clients in the form of units in illegal syndicated conservation easement tax shelters organized and created by co-defendants Jack Fisher, James Sinnott, and others. Smith, along with his firm, sold approximately $14 million in false tax deductions to their clients, causing a tax loss to the IRS of about $4.8 million. He earned $491,400 in commissions from Fisher and Sinnott for his role in the scheme. William Tomasello was a CPA at another accounting firm who at least in 2015 and through at least 2019 also promoted and sold units to his wealthy clients in the same syndicated conservation easement tax shelters. Tomasello sold approximately $8.5 million in false deductions, causing a tax loss to the IRS of about $2.3 million. He earned approximately $525,072 in commissions. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.